This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton. I am joined to reflect on and sort of pre-Southampton League Cup quarterfinal press conference by Mike McCauley and Martin Fitzgerald. The manager's just been speaking to the media ahead of the fixture. A game that Martin, he won't actually be on the touchline for.
No, and he talked about that. It was interesting. He said that in Holland, when you're suspended, you're not even allowed in the dressing room. So I think he's quite pleased that it's not as severe as that. That kind of shocked me, though, that that's what they do. But he was, you know, I think his view was when the game's happening, he isn't having any effect anyway, and the biggest effect he has is, you know, pre-game and during halftime. So he seems to have taken it in his stride. There was quite a good needle about the fact he's been suspended, because I think it was the first time that he's been suspended, and he definitely blamed the whole thing on the referees.
Of course he did. But yeah, but we'll get on to that in a minute. But if you remember in UEFA competition, I think it's similar, Mike. Do you remember when Mourinho famously hid in a laundry bin to get his halftime team talk?
Yeah, I remember this. When he was at Chelsea, he hid in a laundry bin and gave some instructions. I think also in Spain, I think Hansi Flick was banned from the stadium because he got a touchline ban over the weekend, and his assistant coach has to do with basically everything. So I think maybe in like other parts of Europe, it is common that if you receive two yellow cards, it isn't just a touchline ban. It's like, no, you're banned from the entire matchday process. So yeah, maybe Arne Slot has it lucky here.